Many of the paving slabs were broken, with weeds flourishing in the gaps, and on those corners and edges where human tread was less frequent. Other than the sign outside, indicating that it housed the executive offices, the building in which Cohen was to work was indistinguishable from the others. Inside was a foyer, and behind the reception desk sat a bored-looking security guard, gazing blankly at an array of CCTV screens behind the counter. Cohen told him who he was, and the man telephoned a number. After what seemed an age, he advised Cohen that Mr. Franklin would be down to collect him shortly. In due course, a portly man appeared. "Franklin," he introduced himself without enthusiasm, offering a damp, limp hand and refusing to make eye contact. He was in his 60s and was dressed in a grubby grey suit. "Cohen," replied the new recruit. "It's good," but Franklin had turned his back and was already moving. Rather put out, Cohen followed, noticing as they walked that the man's long white hair trailed down over the back of his dirty collar. "I'm your immediate superior," said the man as Cohen attempted to walk alongside him. The narrow corridor, with its threadbare green carpet, was not wide enough to allow them to walk together, so he fell back again and followed. "How long have you worked here?" Cohen asked.